right. Welcome, welcome. Today, we made it to Saturday.
Yay.
Oh, yes, Saturday. Well, come on in, come on in. We have a good topic for today, honestly. You here with Shasha and Skittles. Okay, so let's get into it. So today we're talking about a book that completely flips the way we look at our thoughts. Don't believe everything you think.
Yep, by Joseph Nguyen.
Yes, the title says it all, but the real message goes so much deeper. Mm-hmm. Think about it. How many times do we treat our thoughts like facts? We get an ideal in our head, a worry, a judgment, and suddenly we act like it's the absolute truth. Mm-hmm. But what if our thoughts were just a thought? Not reality, not facts, just mental noise. That's what this book unpacks. And honestly, it's life-changing once you start to practice it. I'm going to hand it off to Shy because she is the reason why I actually read this book.
Yes, I found this book while looking for another book. One of my best friends was telling me about just this book that he had read called The Let Them Theory. And then while I was looking up that book, this title came along called Don't Believe Everything You Think by Joseph Nguyen. For me, this book resonates with me because I have a lot of anxiety, and that anxiety usually gets triggered by my overthinking. I am a huge overthinker, and once it gets going, it just seems like it just doesn't stop. I just overthink until the wheels fall off. And then the overthinking makes me feel insecure, mm-hmm. and it just keeps going. And I feel like sometimes all of that really kind of changes how I view the world, situations,
exactly.
How people are treating me, how mm-hmm. I treat them. Everything is changed because of how I'm thinking in mm-hmm. my own mind. So when I read this book, it really opened my mind to a lot of things because it made a lot of sense to me. Like, there were some points where mm-hmm. I was like, I totally agree. And then there were other points where I was just like, not sure.
Yeah, exactly. When I read the first chapter too,
uh-huh.
where he's talking about, picture yourself going to work,
yeah,
and being, hating your job,
mm-hmm.
and then I felt like when he said that, I'm not saying I hate my job, but I was in, in my job I was in a toxic work environment,
uh-huh.
so I kind of related to what he was saying and then he also said, imagine your thoughts and stuff, and you go to a family function, but yet you cannot enjoy that family function because you is fixated on what's going on at work.
Yes.
And since I was in, my anxiety was there.
Yeah.
My mind kept taking me back to all these scenarios.
Exactly.
And trying to make me be prepared for something horrible.
Exactly.
So
you already kind of set the tone,
uh-huh.
but it wasn't a good tone.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all.
And that's kind of what Joseph is talking about in this book. He's not saying, I feel like the title is mm-hmm. spot on. You can't believe everything you think. I can think that someone does not like. I can think that while they're talking about me, they're talking a lot of shit or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And may be true, may not be
true,
but because I'm thinking that already, mm-hmm. then my view and my actions towards that person change.
Yes.
I don't trust them. So then I'm kind of like looking at them like whenever they ask me something, I'm just like, what do you want to know for? And why? And then I already have an attitude with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that right there, the thinking is what made that. Mm-hmm. Because they haven't done, I have not caught them doing the gossip. I have not heard the gossip. Mm-hmm. It's all based in assumptions, which are not facts.
Exactly.
Like you said. And because they are not factual, mm-hmm. you know, it's just my speculation, and my mm-hmm. speculation is just running wild. And
exactly.
it's creating the story that hasn't even come true yet. And it might not even come true. So I feel like this was a really good read for me.
Mm-hmm.
I did it on an audiobook because easier since I have a long commute.
Yeah, and I feel like it, because I was at work and I was, you know, I work in a lab. I just had my headphones on and I was working and listening to the book, and I feel like I got through the book faster than I did if I was reading it, because
yeah.
I you know, you don't have time to sometimes sit down and actually read a book.
No, yes. Sometimes it really is like it just takes a while,
yeah.
and sometimes I lose track of
yes.
what line I'm on.
Or you forget that you was right there, or
mm-hmm.
when your mind is in that book, it's in that book. So me doing the audio, I was able to actually move around and also still be with, you know, in the book as well and understanding what his flow is.
Yeah.
So the core message, the author's big ideal is simple. Your suffering isn't caused by the Lord, by people around you, or even by circumstance. It's caused by believing the wrong thoughts. When we believe every thought, especially the negative ones, it's like putting on glasses that distorts reality. The book reminds us.
Uh-huh.
That thoughts are not facts. Just because your brain says,
yeah,
I'm not good enough doesn't make it true. Just because it says this is going to be a disaster doesn't mean it will be. Exactly.
Disaster.
And
yeah.
here's the kicker. We often don't stop to question our thoughts. We just accept them as reality. That's where the pain comes from. And I agree with him on that.
Yeah.
Like, because when, you know, my anxiety was thing, all I can think of is the fear.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of me going there.
Yeah.
The fear of, like, some, like,
what
me not, yes, what, yeah, exactly, what would happen while there. Nothing I can do was satisfy or make this person happy. I would
yeah.
still get some negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that situation that I was in, I was still trying to be positive, because although that had to do with my work, I still loved the way I was doing it. So I had to play tricks on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you know, I had to focus my thoughts in my mind, like, somewhere else. You get what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So, I think he hit the spot on that one.
Yeah, and there was, like, a lot of little
mm-hmm.
things that I highlighted. And there was a story that
mm-hmm.
he shared that was from the Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that it was such an interesting story. So, the story goes, it is said that two arrows fly our way whenever we experience a negative event.
Mm-hmm.
Being struck by the first arrow hurts. That arrow is pain. The second arrow is our emotional reaction to the first.
Mm-hmm.
And often, it is even more painful than the first arrow.
Mm.
That second arrow is where suffering originates. The Buddha explained that in life,
mm-hmm.
we can't always control the first arrow. However, the second arrow is our reaction to the first.
Okay.
The second arrow is optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in that statement,
mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot control a situation mm-hmm. that you may get into, or an event, a negative thing that may happen. Mm-hmm. However, you can control your reaction yes. to it to a certain extent, depending on the, you know, situation. But if it's a situation of, like, my job mm-hmm. sucks, and I hate my coworkers, you know, you cannot control your coworkers. Mm-hmm. However, you can control your reaction to how you go about your day at work, you know? And I kind of think of how people mm-hmm. say, like, you sometimes you just have to make the most of a situation.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes, like, life is not going to be easy. Some situations are going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the situation sucks and your attitude also sucks, like, then it's just worse.
Yeah.
But if you go into it, like, I mean, like, people say, like, being, you know, maybe, like, being a sanitation worker, you know, is, like, the worst job, right? They get paid really good, but mm-hmm. they clean up shit and trash all
yeah.
day. If they're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, it fucking sucks, it stinks every day, blah, 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 they're not going to last very long at that job.
Exactly.
However, if they're just like, you know what, I'm doing a service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to work here because mm-hmm. I'm doing a service. I'm doing a job that nobody else wants to do, but someone has to do it, and that person
and
is
they,
me.
And exactly. They
it
can
changes.
Look. Yeah, they can look at it like, you know what, I am clean. You know, some people like to go clean up the earth. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
And they're doing their part. And then they see themselves as, like, they see themselves
mm-hmm.
like, this is a good thing. It's a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Then your whole vibe, everything changes into more of a positive tone.
No, I totally agree. So let's talk about common thought traps.
Mm.
Mm, yes, yes. Let's break it down. A few of the mental traps, you know, Joseph talks about.
Yeah.
Which is, over a generation, like, technically you make one mistake and suddenly your brain is like, see, you always mess up.
Yeah, overgeneralizing things.
That one little slip becomes proof of a false story about yourself.
Yeah. No, I agree. We can make one mistake and we're like, I suck. I'm such a horrible person. I'm so stupid. And it's like, no, you're actually
yeah.
the smartest person I know. And that was just a mistake like everyone makes.
Right. This is, you know, this is when your mind immediately jumps to the worst case scenario. You get a call from your boss. And before you even answer, your brain is telling you, you're about to get fired.
I know.
It's funny because when my boss calls me, it's like, I have this picture in my mind, like, I'm going to the principal office.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I swear to God, every time with my ex-boss, he'll call me, and I'll be like, it wasn't me. And he'd be like, I didn't even say nothing yet. And I'm just like, I'm just saying, I wasn't there, it wasn't me. And it always turns out to be like, he needed me for something or nothing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because to this day, I still do that with my current boss. I still do that. I'm just like, she'd be like, oh, Shanice, let me talk to you. I was like, oh. And then I go in there, I was just like, whatever you heard, wasn't me. And like, she's like, what?
Yeah, like, I can think that sometimes. I can think, like, okay, like, this is the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what this conversation's for. And really, like, the conversation will be, like, we just wanted to let you know that you're getting your annual raise, and this is how much it is.
Right, right.
And, like, oh, okay, thanks.
Right. Okay, let's talk for mind reading. Okay, every been in it. Have you ever been in a situation where someone doesn't text back? You know what? That's why I cut off the read. I'm not even lying. Like, I used to, like, back in the day, because, you know, when iPhones first did the, like, read message,
yeah.
I look on there, I'd be like, did this just read and just get, like, they didn't even reply. Then hours later, oh, you want to reply? I'm already mad.
Yeah.
So I don't even cut that on. I don't even care to cut that on. Because, like, as I got older and I got more busier, I'm just like, oh, you know, now I'm just like, oh, that person was busy. But,
uh-huh.
And then, you know, text back and suddenly your brain creates a whole narrative
yeah,
about
like
how,
read my text.
Right. like, about how they mad at you or they don't care anymore. That's mind reading.
Yes.
We act like we know what people are thinking when really we don't know.
We don't, and we can't know.
And like, that's where you gotta speak up. You know, you gotta tell me that's how you feel in. You know, if I disrespect you, let me know if I disrespect you. You know, yes. I don't want to be over here trying to read your mind. I'm not Magneto up in here.
This is why I communicate.
And, you know, and
because
then,
people don't know what you're thinking. Uh-huh. You don't know what they're thinking. Uh-huh. So I'd rather that I be told that I over-communicate. Because
now my brain already
messed
instead
up. Of making assumptions.
Exactly. And these traps aren't rare. They're every day. They show up at work, in our relationship,
yeah.
Even when we're just scrolling social media. Right. The scary part is once you believe these thoughts, you feel the emotions
yes.
as if they were true. Anxiety, anger,
like it'll
shame,
trigger a state
all
of panic
triggered
attack.
By something that wasn't even real, girl.
Exactly. You had a whole ass panic attack over here taking some Tylenol. You had to meditate, all this stuff, and then you realized that none of that was even
true. Not in reality.
No. It's so sad. The time
it is. But that shows you how strong
the power
mind.
Of the mind. It is.
Like, you gotta trick your own mind. Like, and I'm just like, bitch, I am in my own mind. So now I gotta go deeper in my mind to trick.
Well, really what it is to not go deeper into your mind. It's just mm-hmm. to kind of get out of your head.
Yes.
You know, I feel like he's trying to tell us to stop
mm-hmm.
like thinking so much. When you feel yourself thinking too much,
yeah.
he said there's an acronym called PAUSE.
Mm-hmm.
It spells out PAUSE.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to basically pause and ask yourself a few questions
mm-hmm.
about the situation.
Even if you gotta write it down.
Yeah, just to kind of like make your brain kind of stop for a second and think about what your reaction to this is about to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that moment, you're able to kind of meditate, say a little mantra, you know, and then be in a better place to move forward with whatever choice you decide to make. But it won't be based off of overthinking.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people overthink, and they just sometimes it's just, they get stuck in their mind.
Yeah.
Because, and then, you know, if you, especially when you're in anxiety,
uh-huh.
in anxiety, you just get stuck there. And then, like, you can cut it off, but sometimes, like, in the middle of the night, minds will just click in, and
oh,
I'm
yeah.
just spinning out of fucking control.
Yep, all the time.
Like, and I'm just over here crying. I'm just like, oh man, I do not want to go. You know, just, you know, like I said, having the fear to go into a toxic work environment is,
yeah.
it's, you know, he said it takes, you know, it's in your relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything else. So, let's talk about practical strategies.
I feel like for me, what I took from it, like I said before, I like the pause. I feel like for me, I already, for me, my pause
mm-hmm.
is already like some mindful meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stop. I take a deep breath
mm-hmm.
in a moment. And then I do ask myself like maybe 2 to 3 questions
mm-hmm.
to get me to really think logically about it. And not just emotionally about something.
Yeah.
And then it does kind of put me in a better place to make like a decision on like, okay, we're going to let this go. Or we're going to just go and find out a little bit more information and then make a decision. Depending on what the situation is. But at
mm-hmm.
least I feel more at peace.
Yeah.
By stopping, taking just a few minutes
mm-hmm.
just to stop, meditate, like just breathe. If it's like something that I felt was hurtful to me, where
mm-hmm.
I felt insecure, like it triggered an insecurity, like I'm stupid,
mm-hmm.
I'm not valued, you know, I'm nothing. All those things that I constantly already feel about myself on a regular basis. Then trying to tell myself, like, listen, this situation does not mean you're dumb. It does not mean you're not loved. It does not
exactly.
mean this. And then just really reassuring myself, like, okay, so then what is it really?
Yes.
And then, you know, it kind of like opens my eyes, and then I can see, like, all right, that second arrow is trash.
Uh-huh. No, exactly. So, question your thoughts, right, is one of them. Reframe. Instead of saying I'm terrible at this, try, I'm learning, and mistakes are, part of process, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, pause before reacting. Detach from labels. Ooh, I think I like that one. It says, stop defining yourself.
Mm-hmm.
By your thoughts. You're not a failure. You just failed once.
Mm-hmm.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
This is one mistake.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and I tell myself all the time, we human beings, you know?
Yeah.
We're allowed to make mistakes.
We are.
Like, come on now.
Because we're no one
like,
is perfect.
No, and
perfect.
I don't
we're
care what
robots.
Age, I don't care what age you are. We're still learning. We're still growing. Like,
yeah.
we can't just stop learning, you know? That's just not us, or we just can't stop doing something. We're always going to change. We're always going to learn.
Yeah, we're always
learning
changing,
that would
evolving.
Change. Yes, learning that would change you. Changing would evolve you.
Yeah.
So, no, I actually enjoyed this book.
Yeah.
I'm still going to finish it after this. I'm on chapter 13.
I have like two chapters. Yeah,
you're trying to beat me. But no. Because at first I was like, when you was reading it, I was just like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. Because I'm not even going to lie, I'm not a book person. I'm more of a comic book person.
Yeah.
You know, so when you was like, when I looked it up, I was like, you know what? Because you wanted to do this topic made me actually get the book, get the audio, do the work, research Joseph. And I was shocked. Chapter 2 related. And then I just like, okay, I can relate to this.
Yeah.
Let me finish it. So I want to say thank you, you know.
Aww.
You know.
I'm glad that it was helpful to you.
No, it really was.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to drink a little bit. How about y'all get y'all wine glass? You know, drink a little bit. It's Saturday, people. We'll be right back. That was a brief break. I had to, you know,
stretch,
get off this chair. But let's talk about reality.
Yes. So I really like this quote that he made about reality. He said, reality is what is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is the objective circumstance that is occurring without any meaning or judgment attached to it. And so what we experience is not reality itself, but our perception of reality. Any meaning or thinking we give something is self-created and our choice.
Okay. No, I like that.
Again, it just goes to show you, like, in our mind, we can color a situation blue or red. Red could be bad and blue could be good, but if in our mind is where we color it, we add the meaning, the emotion, and all of that. You know, someone could be going through a breakup. The breakup could have been beneficial, but they just, they're focused more on just the pain and the heartache instead of how maybe that relationship was toxic and now they're free, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. I think that that's just one example of how we can color things in our mind.
No, I agree. So, you know, let's talk about real life applications at work. You know, you might think I'm not qualified enough for this project. Instead of letting that thought stop, you notice it questioned it.
Yeah.
And move forward anyways. You know, yeah. It's a lot of jobs out there that want all these certificates. Like my job wanted a bunch of certificates and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I applied for it, they was just like, you can be trained.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, all these jobs need to take that off sometimes. Like, because if a person can get trained for this job, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm an embalmer. Like, yeah. They don't teach veterinary embalming in RVT school. Mm-hmm. You know that? Like, they do not do that. They don't even teach that in trade school or anything.
Yeah, it's something that you can learn.
Right, at my job. I learned that at my job. And then people, like, they would look up, like, oh, don't you need a certificate of this? They would question, because I don't have a certificate.
Like that piece of paper.
Yes. But what's funny is you do not need one. Yes. You only need one when it's human anatomy. This is veterinarian anatomy. You do not need one.
Yeah, it's weird how these jobs will have, like, all these, like there's so many jobs sometimes where they'll see this person has experience and they've done this for maybe 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
However, the other person has a master's degree and they only have 1 year of experience. But they're like, but they have a master's degree.
Oh, I'm a
let's get that person. And then they do a horrible job. I'm like, but the person
with
who
8 years
all
experience, give them the try.
Like you should have gave them. Like if it's the degree you want, while they're working, they can get that and make you happy.
Right.
If that's what you want as the boss.
Exactly. Let's talk about in relationships. If a friend cancel plans, your brain might jump to they don't like me anymore. But pausing and questioning it happens. It helps you see. It's probably just their schedule.
Yeah, like, I think that it's sad that, like, we can't expect people to always just be ready, and also things don't come up in their lives as well.
I'm more like time management. Like, I'm good with time management. And my thing is, I'm not going to get mad because they canceled. I'm going to get mad because you told me 1 minute why I was about to walk out the door and I got to drive 3 minutes. I mean, 30 minutes away. That's where I'm going to get back.
I'm going to be mad if I'm already on the way to your
house. And you
want to
call me.
And then you call me to say that we canceled the plan.
And I noticed that you left me on red.
When I called to make sure we were still good, you never responded. Then I'd be upset.
Yes.
But if it's like they told me the day before,
I'm not going to trip. I'm free. I'm going to do something else, you know?
Exactly.
Like, whatever. Okay, let's talk about in-person growth. When you try something new, fitness, a hobby, even a career move, your brain might say you never stick with it. Recognizing it's just fear as a thought doesn't make it true. Here's where you can add your own personal story for example. So, I think my personal example was when I was in security for years, 2012 to 2023.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. And I was trying to, like, kind of move up in life, like, get somewhere where I'm okay and I have retirement and stuff like that. And every time I looked inside, because I worked for the university, every time I looked inside, they, you know, always wanted all, like, we was talking about all these certificates, all these degrees and all this crap. So I never did the application until, you know, I met someone. And when I was in security, they needed help with their card. And they just like, oh, you're very helpful. How about you apply for, you know, the academic veterinarian lab assistant? I was like, the first thing came to my mind was, don't you need a degree? And that person's like, no. No, I'm going to talk to the supervisor, Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. He was a great supervisor.
Yeah.
But soon as I talked to him, it was crazy because soon as I talked to him, he didn't care about no degree. He was just like, I can train you. And he was open to train me. And then my interview, I'm not even going to lie, the interview was 5 minutes. He asked me some questions. I answered the question. Uh-huh. He took me to the lab. And since I was already in security, Pep and YL Kamas see me. They was like, oh, hire her. And then he was like, I know you got to go through the thing. Go through the thing. So being, you know, being doing that interview and people also knowing me because I was security there for so long, I feel like it kind of, you know, took the fear away. Yeah. It made me more hopeful for the job.
I remember when you applied and you were just like, but I'm not going to get it. And I was just like, you don't know.
But,
I think you can get
it. Right. But the thing is about that is that's just a mechanism I use. Mm-hmm. I've been using it since I was little. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to apply for this, but I'm not going to get it. And then if I get that second call back, I'm like, oh, okay, good. I'm on that track. But that's just me tricking my own self and not getting, like you said, my hopes up and stuff like that. Because if I get my hopes up about, you know, that job, I think I would have just been like, you know what, I ain't doing it no more. I'm gonna wait, you know?
Yeah.
And that's me. Do you have a personal?
I think honestly, it's like my whole life, like every time I try to do something, I'm like, no, not gonna get it. I feel like I don't even think I was ever going to actually date you. Like, I think I automatically thought like, she's not going to want to date me or be my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, when I started my new job, I was like, oh, they're not gonna like me. And I don't want to work with people anymore. Like, you know, like, people suck. And they're just going to do the same thing like the other jobs. And, you know, where people just end up, like, taking advantage of my kindness. I end up overworking while other people are taking back, not doing half the shit that they're supposed to be doing. And I'm doing the work of two people. And so I'm just like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I always, and then, you know, I have this, like, PTSD. Like, it's just going to happen again everywhere.
And again and again and again.
So, yeah. And I just have to, I do have to kind of sit back and tell myself, like, that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. That's
exactly
what happened in the past, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And just to, you know, to kind
you know,
of
it's like
chill.
It's like one of that saying, what is that saying? It's about thunder. Like, it's not going to strike twice in the same spot, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that saying.
It's hard, though, sometimes to think that it's not going to happen when it's happened before.
Right.
And so I just automatically think, this is how people are going to treat me. This is why I should work from home. Like, okay.
But you know what? Here's what I'm going to be honest. The book makes it sound simple, you know? But in practice, it takes a lot of discipline.
It does.
Thoughts are sneaky, and some of them feel so true, it's hard to step back. But even if you don't catch every thought, catching some of them makes a massive difference for me. It's not about silencing my mind completely. It's about not letting it ruin my life.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
That's a good note.
Yes, it is. Okay, so if there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's this. You are not your thoughts.
Yes.
Just because your brain says something doesn't make it real. This week, try this challenge. Catch your negative thoughts. And instead of reacting, ask, is this actually true?
Yeah.
Notice how different you feel just by creating the little bit of space. If you read, don't believe everything you think, I'd like to hear what resonated with you. And if not, I highly recommend picking it up. It might just change the way you see your mind.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Yes.
Thanks for listening. And remember, you don't have to believe everything you think. Thank you for tuning in today.
Yes.
We be here next Saturday, same time, 7 p.m. And next Saturday, that topic will be good. We will bring back Crystal, and that topic is toxic relationships.
And my best friend Franklin.
Oh, and Shy Shy's best friend Franklin will be calling in.
Yay.
That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a real good one.
Yeah,
So Skittles and Sha Sha are gonna say goodnight.
Good night.
Bye everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Like and share. Give us feedback. We love it.
Yes.
Have a nice night.
Yes.